Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Have you lied to your doctor? Why don't we call in one and find out?
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, have your patients ever lied to you?
Hey, you know, this is a really interesting topic, Dave, because it's actually a pretty well-known problem in medicine that patients tell their providers what they want to hear. It can happen for a variety of reasons, but I think it's actually more common than people realize. And actually now there's this new study out from the University of Iowa and University of Michigan that actually says that about 8 in 10 adults lie to their doctors about their health.
What kind of things do they lie about?
I think that many people are afraid of being judged by their physicians or by their healthcare provider. And interestingly, as you might guess, one of the things that came out on top as most likely to be lied about is their level of exercise or activity and their diet. But, you know, oftentimes people will tell their physicians what they want to hear in terms of, well, are you taking your medication? And in fact, they're not taking it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want to admit it.
They don't want to admit it.
Because they really, you'll judge them. Well, will you judge them?
No, you won't judge them. Actually, that's what the kind of paradox of all this is that physicians actually need to know the truth. They want to know the truth, and they need to know the truth in order to provide appropriate health care. And so if you give incomplete or inaccurate information, then how is the physician or other health care provider going to provide adequate care?
It's a good point. But, you know, like the dentist will ask me every time, do I floss? Right.
Right.
And I know what happens if I say no. I will be scolded. You really should do this because, as you see from the x-rays, I understand they want to help, but yes, you feel like you have betrayed them in some way. So do you sense that maybe you come across as judgmental even though you don't mean to?
Well, I think it's probably the nature of the relationship. I don't think any physician means to be judgmental per se. I think, though, that the reality is you're making a recommendation to somebody, yeah, and you're doing it for their benefit, and they should care about their health enough that they're willing to follow their recommendation. And then when they don't do it, they don't follow the recommendation, then it actually, they think in their mind, it's going to reflect poorly on them. Like, how can the doctor care more about me than I do because I'm not following their recommendation? So I don't know that physicians, I mean, of course, all human beings have some level of being judgmental, but I think physicians try quite hard not to be judgmental because they're well aware of this phenomenon.
So what do you do when you discover a patient's been lying to you?
Well, you don't scold them. but you have to develop the relationship with the patient. I think that's one of the things that's been challenging lately because now physicians are under so much more pressure to see, you know, a certain number of patients per hour that they can't really develop the kind of in-depth personal relationship with their patients like they used to be able to. And in addition, there's less loyalty between patients and their physicians than there used to be. So, you know, the lack of the patient-physician relationship in tremendous depth allows for a less thorough dialogue and a less comprehensive dialogue about what they're actually doing. Having said that, I think it takes time to build trust. It takes time on the part of the patient to build trust in the physician to really understand that the physician has their best interest at heart.
Can you tell when someone's lying to you?
To some degree, the answer is yes, because you, for example, if you prescribe a medication for high blood pressure, and, you know, we have a pretty good idea of how somebody should typically respond to that medication. And if they come in and they say, yeah, I'm taking my medication exactly as you prescribed it, but their blood pressure hasn't changed at all.
Right.
Well, you kind of know.
Yeah. Same thing with the cholesterol medication. They know right away.
Yeah. If they swear that they've been taking it, I mean, it's hard to question. They say, are you sure? You know, you have to actually believe the patient too. This is where it becomes a challenge because you could end up prescribing a second high blood pressure medication for them when in fact, they're just not adequately taking the first one. So it can actually be detrimental to the patient's overall health if they're not honest with the physician.
Mm. In the future, you can just hook up patients to a polygraph.
Well, the truth is that now with all the available technology and wearable devices and so forth, as that field grows and expands, doctors are going to be able to have a lot more real-time information about what patients are really doing. In fact, we previously on this show talked about a digital pill, and the digital pill actually records when the patient took the medication, if they took the medication, how often they took the medication. So the physician is actually able to track whether whether or not the patient is doing what they say they are. So, you know, as the technology becomes available, we're going to be less reliant on patient reporting, and we're going to have more and more actual factual data from these recording devices or these the various wearable technology devices to actually tell us what the patient is actually doing.
So I might get a call right before bed from my doctor saying, have you taken your atorvastatin? That's fine. Make the call. Just don't scold me.
Well, I think that physicians really don't want to scold their patients. But if there's a takeaway message from listening to this, it needs to be that patients need to be honest with their physicians and understand that physicians really aren't in the business of judging patients. Rather, they're in the business of helping patients. The more truthful you are with the physician, the more likely you're going to get high quality, personalized medical care.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.